I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Near simultaneous explosions hit Christian churches as services ended in Baghdad and Kirkuk over the weekend. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it tells Christians they're not welcome. Prayer support is key, though, to continued ministry.
We have work going on in Iraq, and all of our people that are there are very conscious of their safety. They're very conscious of the issues that are there. But I think they go in knowing that it is a risk, but understanding that it's an important thing to share the gospel with people in Iraq.
Next, America's 4 million baby boomers are set to rewrite the rules over the coming decade. As a whole, the group is not retiring to inactivity in their later years. In fact, Southern Baptist International Mission Board's president, Jerry Rankin, says they're seeing a longevity in the field that's bolstered by a younger generation joining them. Rankin notes that it's really about wanting to invest their lives in something significant.
It is just a passion that is needed in our world today, and it's kind of an attitude of whatever it takes. And I'm seeing God raising up a new generation of those that's going to finish the task.
An Audio Scripture Ministries team is working toward getting a down payment together for the Mithra tape player manufacturing plant in India. There are also plans underway for new regional centers. Now, the Mithra tape player is distributed with appropriate scripture through the World Cassette Outreach. U.S. churches are making final preparations for teams planning to visit India to help with the distribution efforts. Pray for continued interest of people who want to serve and partner with ASM and the World Cassette Outreach in India. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.